WMNF is accepting volunteer applications to be part of our on-air team.
And welcome. This is Bobby Nikes.
Welcome to the Soul Kitchen. It is I, your resident chef, Big Eddie G.
Join your favorite voices on 88.5 FM, WMNF.org, and our HD channels. If you've always dreamed of being on the radio,
I would love to be on the radio.
Now's your chance.
Join your listening-supported radio station, WMNF.
Apply under the programming tab at WMNF.org.
Did you use your boat this summer? If not, undock it at WMNF. We'll sell it at auction, get a profit, and you get a tax receipt. Go to WMNFcar.org for more.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase here on WMNF Tampa 88.5. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We bring you live local music every week here at 2 p.m. You can listen live on your radio, on your FM band, there in your car or in your house, wherever you are right now. You can also listen live at WMNF.org to this show and every other show that goes live. Today on the show, I have a friend of mine, good buddy, recent buddy, since I think we're COVID buddies, basically, Wyatt Norton. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me, Ken.
Good to see you, man.
You too. It's quite a pleasure to be here.
Wyatt is always a strong source of positive energy for me personally. Every time I see you, you're always, I don't know, whatever I'm going through, it's like, oh, good, there's Wyatt. That makes me a little bit happier. So glad to have you on the show today.
Thank you. I'm glad I can do that for you, Ken, if I'm being honest, right back at you.
Well, good. We'll get into that a little bit, I think. That'll be fun.
Yep.
Wyatt's got a show coming up tonight at Hooch and Hive with Big Pockets, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah. No cover for that show, too, if I'm not mistaken, which is pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing Hooch and Hive's been doing over there on their Friday nights. So you've got a lot going on. You've got new music coming out. You've got a new band project, essentially. We've got your brother in here as well, Toby. Nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Toby seems like he's raring to go, so I'm not going to get in your way. I want to hear a little bit of music. You mind playing your first song of the day?
Of course. This is actually the song that I wrote most recently. It's called Ace, and there's a little bit of irony.
Love it.
About who the ace is.
It's not me.
All right, well, we're having a couple of technical difficulties, but right now we are listening to, you're listening to Live Music Showcase. We're on here with Wyatt Norton. If you want to, if you're into the video element as well as the audio element, we do have a live stream going on right now as we speak from our Facebook page. You can listen to it. And you can watch it at Facebook. Just search Live Music Showcase, WMNF's Live Music Showcase on Facebook. We also have an Instagram page, a brand new Instagram page. If you're one of the people that likes to get involved with the Instagram thing, it's LMS_. There it is. We got it. 88.5_. There you go. It's LMS_88.5 FM. Doing some technical things here in studio.
Check it, check.
All right, let's try this again. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't have any guitar. We might have to just plug my guitar straight in right here. One moment.
There we go. All right. Yeah, we had it a second ago. That's okay. This is the beauty of live music. This is the beauty of a live show. We were just talking about this before. Sometimes cables don't like to agree with what we're trying to do, frankly. But hopefully you've been listening for the past few weeks. We've had just some fantastic guests on the show over the past few weeks. We've really been lucky to have those musicians on here. Last week we had Ashley Smith and the Random Occurrence. We've had Known Partly. We've had Connor Zwetch. You can listen to all of those episodes from the website WMNF.org. There's actually an archive on there. You can choose our show, and then you can listen to every single episode that's been live on the air for the past 2 years. You can also find us on Spotify. All you have to do, once again, just search Live Music Showcase. I love it. Personally, that's one of my favorite ways to go back and listen to old episodes. So if you're watching the live stream right now, you're getting the behind-the-scenes action here. Mark Perfetti, our sound engineer, who is incredible at what he does, is helping us troubleshoot some in-studio issues, but that's okay because we're going to get them sorted out. It'll be really simple. So while we're at it, Toby, let's talk a minute.
Sure.
So how long have you been playing with Wyatt? As I understand it, this is a new project, right?
This is a new project. It's kind of, it's sort of silly that it's taken this long for it to happen. Wyatt and I actually started playing, I guess, when I moved to Sarasota, he'd already been living there. But he was on drums and I was on guitar.
Okay.
So that was kind of the setup back then. So I would have been early 20s and he was like early teens.
So let me ask you this, your brothers, why is this the first project that you guys...
Yeah, we've just lived in different towns for a long time.
That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, he was in Orlando for a while, and I was away at school for a while, so yeah.
Gotcha.
We're finally both here.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, as far as this new project, what can people kind of expect to hear? What's your sound? What are you...
We're really exploring that right now, but it seems to be geared towards a lot more...
I got my guitar now.
There we go.
Alrighty.
Sounds like Toby's got... sounds like Wyatt's got his guitar back.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
that's perfect. Anyway, continue, please.
Yeah, it's a lot of blues and a lot of old school influence, classic rock. I mean, we both listen to Zeppelin and the Allman Brothers, and but there's some country psychedelic kind of experimentation going on. So
okay,
yeah,
I love it. I love it, and I can't wait to hear it. I know Wyatt and I have gotten to play a little bit of music. Sort of a project together over the summer. We did it's a live stream thing that I did for a while, but I've always been impressed again by his energy and what he kind of brings to the stage, because that you know, positive, you know, energy, it always kind of carries over to the stage. It's very authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of what he brings to the stage, let's see if we can take a swing at this.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. My whole thing as an artist is always trying to just preach, to roll with the punches and just do
what
you gotta
do
through your life. So that was kind of an organic, great way to introduce myself. My guitar is working, so we're gonna play some songs now. Thanks for having us, WMNF.
Beautiful. You're listening to Live Music Showcase.
'Seen so many damn times before, and it still comes knocking up on my front door, asking me to please come out and play, hiding itself behind its mysterious ways. Hey, hey, hey. What's it mean when I please? Nothing but my habits. Build it all up until it collapses. And I claim to be pumping some brakes, but I guess you've got to call an ace an ace. Call an ace an ace. What's it mean when I feed into satisfaction without sitting down and owning some actions? 'Cause I don't gotta shout today, but it's hiding itself in an oh so obvious place. Hey, hey, hey. So when I meet the beast, I'll batten down the hatches, riding on through, straight through the madness. 'Cause I claim to have found a new face, but I guess you've got to call an ace an ace. Call an ace an ace. Call an ace an ace. calling Ace an ace.
Listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5 WMNF Tampa. We are live here in studio with Wyatt Norton. Wyatt Norton. I like the Allman Brother vibes that are kind of coming out of that. Is that an influence, or are you like Allman Brothers? Who are they?
You might say.
I was going to say, yeah. Between the sound and just your aesthetic in general, Wyatt, you kind of look like you're an Allman Brother already. So
hey,
like
I'll take that compliment. That's better than the typical Kid Rock that I get.
Do you get Kid Rock a lot?
Every now and then.
Yeah, well, you know, baw with the baw.
Exactly.
As much as you can. If you want to check out Wyatt's aesthetic, you can watch the live stream, as I mentioned before, Facebook. Just search WMNF's Live Music Showcase. You'll find the live stream right there. Feel free to follow us there and hit the notifications button too, so that you'll get a little notification every single time we go live. It's pretty cool. I love it. Feel free to leave a message on there. Feel free to send us a comment. Leave us a comment. Let us know how it sounds. Let us know how it looks. We always like hearing feedback from the audience that wants to give feedback, good or bad. Preferably good, but yeah, I digress. Anyway, so tell me why this project is happening now. Now, we kind of talked about it a little bit. You guys were always have been in kind of different cities. Were you like, okay, I'm moving here and now we're going to start this project? Or did it have to come to fruition a different way?
Well, Toby, I moved to St. Pete about 5 years ago. Toby moved here about 4 years ago. And we started talking then, like, all right, we're in the same town. We definitely got to start playing together, putting some stuff together. And now here we are, like, 4 years later, finally doing it. So I was just kind of busy with a lot of solo work and just busy with my other job and stuff. And he's, you know, he's got his other job that he was getting after, which he successfully landed and everything. And now we just have a little bit more time on our hands to finally focus on the music.
Nice, nice.
Took long enough, but finally, you know.
Okay, so are you, you're the principal songwriter? Or do you guys kind
currently,
of...
because of the fact that, like I said earlier, we had a lot of shows lined up that I was kind of already booked
right.
by myself, and then I brought the guys on board, so that was naturally a lot of my stuff, but Toby's a great songwriter too, and we've talked about bringing in the element of having him sing a lot of songs. Whether it gets to the point where it's fully two front men or just Toby, you know, featured maybe like a 60-40 sort of deal or
cool.
or 50-50 if we get to that, whatever.
Very cool.
Whatever he's comfortable with.
Very cool. So I really want to dig into the dynamic of siblings in a band and what that is like. Because we've heard horror stories about these kinds of things in other bands and stuff. So I'm always curious to get... the down and dirty on that if we can. But first, I'd love to hear another song.
Of course.
Yeah.
A few of these songs, Toby and I have been playing with each other for a while, but then a couple of them I just introduced to him on Tuesday. So we're going to bang out some of those new ones for Toby here in the beginning, and this is one of them.
I love it.
Dark Cloud Down is a song that I wrote, and it's about getting rid of the dark cloud.
say if you don't use it, you lose it. The same goes for when you abuse it. There's middle ground to be found. Sometimes it gets confusing. So what do you call a repeat of defeat? Optimism's got you searching for meaning. Everybody's got their days, and everyone's got their place. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, dark cloud down. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, oh, dark cloud down. So funny the way it works, envisioning things without breathing and considering first. All we have are our thoughts in our head, so we're inevitably misread. Might wanna turn off the information screens, overwhelming us with little things no one should ever see. Some see past, move right along, while other togethers grow strong. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, dark cloud down. Big wins in, big wins out. White light in, oh, dark cloud down. Light in, dark cloud down. Big winds in, big winds out. White light in, oh, dark cloud down. Oh, dark cloud down. Dark cloud down.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5. We're live in studio with Wyatt Norton. Wyatt Norton playing a show tonight at Hooch and Hive.
Very excited for that. We've never been to Hooch and Hive, but we're honored. Put on by Broken Mold. Thank you so much to them for having us. And shout out to Big Pockets. I saw that they recently got together as a band, and they're going to be playing first, so we're excited to meet those guys and play with them too.
Pretty cool to get your first headlining show at a place you haven't even gotten to play it yet.
I would agree, Ken. I'm truly honored. I've been feeling that way a lot lately.
So we talked a little bit before that last song about the dynamic of having family in a band situation.
Yep.
Because band situations can be... hectic enough on their own without adding the element of a relative, especially a brother. So with that in mind, how much friction do you guys experience when you guys are writing, when you guys are practicing? Do you guys have those issues, or is everything hunky-dory?
I would say it's mostly hunky-dory, but at least for me, I think I can speak for both of us when I say we don't take things as personally, because it is family, and you know, we've been through our whole lives together, so yeah, it's not really a big deal. But you know, it works.
More things will be said between the two of us than I might say to our good buddy John on bass or our good buddy Patrick on drums.
Why is that?
Because we haven't lived together for 30 years.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe not lived together, but mm-hmm. been family for 30 years. But like you're saying, just even little things like practicing and getting things situated. I like many people, sometimes if a little bit of pressure is involved and we're scavenging to get on board with things, I can kind of get a little pushy.
Okay.
And so, you know, like Toby said, it always ends with me being like, you know what, sorry about that. I'm going to have to just reel it in for a second. Let's keep going.
Okay. Well, that's good. That sounds like you guys have kind of found your way to a really healthy dynamic. Have you always been that way as brothers?
Yeah, I think, I mean, we've always gotten along. You know, it's typical for siblings to pick on one another. I kind of never did that with Wyatt, but we're both hard-headed adults now, so we do butt heads once in a while, but it's always short-lived and just like, oh, yeah, you're right. We'll do it that way.
Okay, and you're the older brother, correct?
I am, yeah.
Yes, Toby. That's mm-hmm. Toby Norton for those just joining us. So how far apart are you guys?
8 years.
8 years. Okay, 8 years. So you guys were barely even in the same household growing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a middle brother.
Okay. Yeah. So then you've got the one to connect. Is that the one that annoys everyone?
He's actually
he's
like
listening right now.
He's like the go-getter, successful, just like all-American, just really solid guy.
Well, that's cool.
Our brother Tucker Norton. He doesn't play instruments, but he represents our family with the same amount of love that Toby and I do.
Well, I love that. That's awesome. That's pretty cool. You know, a lot of musicians don't always come from the most stable home environments, and it sounds like you guys got lucky. That's pretty neat. Well, I'd love to hear another song.
All righty.
Sure, I was just checking my tuning.
Sorry. That's okay. You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5. We're live in studio right now with Wyatt Norton, who's also being accompanied by Toby Norton, his brother, for one of the first times ever.
Shakes me and wakes me up. I'm lost for words and I'm clearly stuck. I heard a voice but remember no face. A terrible turn and a twist of fate. It's got the best of me. Oh no. So long with yesterday. Can you tell me where to go from here? Cause it's clear I'm lost. I know this, it's easy to show this. I said it's easy to show this. And it took a little part of me to get this lesson. It's a blessing, I should have been resting. I should have been resting. It's got the best of me. Oh no. So long with yesterday. Oh no. And it's got the best of me. So long with yesterday. I took it too far, I took it to the bay. I washed it off, washed it away. Should have left, but I stayed. It reminds me that I'm here and clear and it's there today. Thank you.
with yesterday. So long with yesterday. So long with yesterday. So long with yesterday.
We're live in studio with Wyatt Norton. This is Live Music Showcase. We are live here on WMNF every Friday at 2 p.m. We hope you come back and listen to us again. We're chugging right along here. I love it, honestly. So, Wyatt, you've got the show tonight. You guys have the show tonight, full band show tonight.
Yep.
Tomorrow you have a solo show at Cage Brewing, if
indeed.
I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about... what it's like to, because I know you do both. You do some cover shows and you do original stuff as well. And I do the same thing. And so yeah. I'm always interested to find other people's experience, like what that's like for you. Because, you know, a few years ago, there was a huge divide between the cover scene and the original music scene. They really didn't cross over much and they weren't really welcome in each other's circles. At least that was my perception. Mm-hmm. And ever since, the pandemic, it seems like perceptions have changed and an audience that may have been less welcoming is now welcoming pretty much anything new that they like with open arms. There's a lot more tolerance, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Has that been your experience?
I would definitely agree with everything you said. It seems a couple years ago, it was more like, you know, I would be trying to get myself into situations musically, gigs or
sure.
venues.
Original or cover?
More so trying to get into the 3 and 4 hour blocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, people would be like, yeah, you know, we could probably get you in, but, you know, they don't, they're not really looking for like folk and blues music. So
right.
I've had to fight that little battle of like, even though it's funny, cause like you said, like there's certain musicians out there who are like, why would you even want to make that transition? But I've had to fight the battle of gaining repertoire of covers and stuff like that and proving myself as someone who can go play covers at Doc Ford's and places like that, or, you know, out at the beaches and things like that, because those places are also fun to play and they keep a roof over my head. And at the end of the day, all I want to do is keep a roof over my head with my guitar.
Exactly. Exactly. And I love how, and I mean, I'm biased and you are as well, because, yep. you know, we were playing those cover shows. I've been playing them for years, and to feel like, you know, finally have an opportunity to be accepted as a songwriter.
Yeah.
That's a really exciting thing. That maybe that door's open just a crack and I can
yep.
slip in there.
It's totally molded too, like you said, whereas you can get away with playing some good catchy originals at those cover settings
sure.
now, and vice versa.
Big time.
Vice versa, as long as the covers aren't, you know, certain things that may be typical or whatever you want to call it, as long as you can just give people some individuality, even if you are playing covers, that's all they want to hear.
That's one of the things that I really like about Broken Mold as an organization.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have a high and mighty mentality.
No, not at all.
They see someone, they like someone, they say, okay, let's put you on.
Yep.
Let's do this. You got to play Rock the Park a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
That was one of the better shows I've ever gotten to play, honestly.
Ever.
With this new band. I had a full band back in Orlando years and years ago, and Toby's played in 2 full projects, and he got to tour up the East Coast, so
yeah.
we both have played some pretty fun shows in our past, but that one had a great crowd. The band after us, Team Callahan, was fantastic and so warm and open and welcoming and inviting and just really friendly people. Same thing with Psych Montano and Albert J. Robinson, just the nicest guys I've ever met, and the energy that night was really special. Like, we all just loved each other and put on a great show.
That's awesome. So I want to dig in a little bit to the experience you had as a musician in Orlando, because it's so funny. Here in town, for the musicians, hopefully there's some musicians listening right now, Orlando seems like this faraway alien place where it's like we have our connections here and our contacts here, and it's like Orlando's, it's like starting over, basically.
Yeah.
And you've been there and you've been here, and you seem to have found success in both arenas. So I want to talk about that. But first, I would love to hear a little bit more music from
all right.
Ryan Norton.
Let's do it. Grab a quick sip of water. Hydration is key.
Hydration is key. Absolutely.
It's a good question. We'll do Seedling.
Seedling.
Yeah, this song is just about success in general, whether it's your success or hoping for someone else's success. Let the seedling grow like a tree.
So where should I begin? You better lock it in. That is, if you want to go somewhere, you might notice only some care. Hold on to the little something, cause if not, you might be nothing. Make the sacrifice, feed into what is right. We'll surely get there, but that's another day. So don't be left here sinking in the clay. Takes so much, the right tools and source and such. So pull it out your gut, cause it's always there, there's always enough. Let that little seedling grow. Oh, let it grow. And when it's big and tall and green, the prettiest thing you've ever seen, just remember why you're there. Look around, can't you tell? It's every man for himself. Why should we care? We'll surely get there, but that's another day. So don't be left here sinking in the clay. The world is wide and fair. We'll do our best to stay prepared. We'll surely get there, but that's another day. That's another day. So don't be left here sinking in the clay. The world is wide and fair, so do your best to stay prepared. We'll surely get there, but that's another day.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase. We're live in studio with Wyatt Norton. I'm your host, Ken Apperson. We do the show every week, 2 p.m. on Fridays. We hope you come listen to us again and again and again. Feel free to check out the live stream there on Facebook. WMNF's Live Music Showcase is where you can find us on Facebook. Follow the page and hit the notification button to know when we're going to be going live and to tune in when you do. So, Mr. Wyatt Norton, Mr. I've been to Orlando and I've been to Tampa and I've been successful in both. Tell me a little bit about what the Orlando scene is like. I'm dying to know as a musician. I'm sure other musicians listening are dying to know as well.
Well, if there's anyone else out there who is dabbling in both, they'd probably agree that they're both pretty equal and both really great. I would say when I was back in Orlando, I was playing in a band that kind of had like a funky... almost even like a ska reggae flavor to it at times. It was like Red Hot Chili Peppers funk, Rage Against the Machine reggae sort of stuff. And we played all over the place. We played with the Supervillains. We played with Ballyhoo. And that was a lot of fun. And then that band ended and I got into the Orlando folk scene. And then when I started focusing more where I would probably say my heart has been in the folk and blues of Orlando. Then I really started to see the scene, started to see more of Will's Pub and Little Indies and all that, and that whole scene over there is really cool. And it's kind of comparable to how Tampa Bay has like the independent bars that like the actual company independent bar, how they cater to the folk and blues. Hideaway caters to the folk and blues, so they're kind of neck and neck. They're both definitely catering to that scene.
What I'm hearing is that the Tampa Bay scene is better by far. Is that what you're? Is that pretty much what you're saying right now?
Well, I was gonna get to the end and I didn't want to say this non-politely, but I definitely have had more fun and probably a little bit more success in Tampa Bay and St. Sure. Pete. But Orlando is really fun, and the people over there are just amazing musicians. Chuck McGidd, him and his old band, The Groove Orient, they were really nice and got us introduced to Tanqueray's, and they got us into Will's Pub the first times.
That's great. They've been on the show. Awesome.
And then Jordan Foley and The Wheelhouse. I could go on and on about the Orlando people, but hopefully they know who they are. They were very kind to me over in that city.
That's pretty cool. So if you had any advice for musicians that are trying to branch out, that are trying to, you know, they're like, I've nailed the market here. I'm selling tickets here. I'm making money here. But this is just one market. How do I branch out? What do you think that they should do? What's the first thing you would tell them?
Social media tells you a lot, you know, just by seeing what shows and venues people are playing at in those certain towns, and just see if you can form a little relationship and see, just take a shot at reaching out to a venue in another city that, you know, you might think it's kind of hard or it'll take a while to get that connection, but in reality you could just message somebody or message a band that you know has played there, and before you know it you could be on your way over to Orlando. And I have the Orlando under my belt, but we really want to start playing in Jacksonville, down in Miami, more stuff like that. So the same goes for us. We should just start diving into that as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so that makes sense. Try to do it organically. Try to reach out to venues personally and just say, hey, I'm a musician. This is my thing. This is what I do. This is what I sound like. Book me.
Yeah.
And just keep doing that.
Exactly.
A lot of them will just ignore it.
Yep.
They won't even... Maybe they don't even see it. Maybe it goes into their spam folder in their email.
Exactly.
But just be persistent.
It's like a job interview or a job application. There's nothing wrong with applying a few times to that same job if you haven't heard back. Same thing with venues. Don't think that it's over because you didn't hear back on the first email.
Right. One and done is absolutely not a successful strategy when it comes to trying to cold call or cold email a venue to get booked.
Yep.
Persistence is definitely key. And you know, I would love to chat a little bit about, because there's something to be said about, as an artist, having a little bit of self-reflection and self-awareness and like looking at a stage and saying, okay, am I really on the level where I need to, where I can actually play on that stage? Can I actually do that? And being able to honestly answer that question for yourself. I want to talk a little bit about that, but I'd love to hear another song before we dive into that.
Cool.
Want to do a tune check real quick, just make sure.
That's perfect. So you're listening to Live Music Showcase right here on WMNF. You can listen here live at 2 p.m. every Friday afternoon. You can also listen to all of our past episodes in the archive at WMNF.org. You can listen live from WMNF.org as well. You can check out all of our social media, Facebook. We're on Instagram as well, LMS, WMNF, 88.5 underscore LMS. That's our Instagram handle. Feel free to check it out. Take it away, guys.
Ready. This song is called Wallow, and I just got to give a quick shout out. A buddy of ours, Zach Davis, he goes by Acton Willow. He used to play in a band with us, and he helped write some of the lyrics to this song. So shout out to you, Zach. He's over in the west coast of the United States living now.
You can wallow if you want.
got hollow. She got hollow and she sunk. Now she's walking backwards for the very first time. She lost herself and she lost her mind. She's walking backwards for the very first time. She lost herself and she lost her mind. You can wallow if you want. She got hollow. She got hollow and she sunk. Now she's walking backwards for the very first time. She lost herself and she lost her mind. She's walking backwards for the very first time. She lost her.
You're listening to Live Music Showcase on 88.5. We're live in studio with Wyatt Norton, who has a show coming up tonight at Hooch and Hive here in Tampa. There's no cover for that show, too, so head on out and check him out. He's playing with Big Pockets opening up as well. It's going to be a cool show. That's a great spot. If you are a person who's into live music, that is definitely going to be one of your new favorite places, honestly. If you've ever been in that room, the moment you go in, it's like a time warp. You go in there, you have a drink or two, and then all of a sudden it's time to leave because the place is shutting down and the bands are finished and the lights are up. It's that kind of fun. So feel free to go and check it out. So as far as we were kind of talking about this a minute ago, and honestly, I think it's really important for musicians to have this quality. A few weeks ago, I made a little post, right? I made a little post on Facebook because we get inquiries about, you know, bands wanting to be on the show all the time. And personally, I'm the one that gets to sift through those inquiries. And personally, a lot of them aren't ready. Yeah. They're not there. They're just not there yet. And I tell them that. I try to be very honest and not, you know, be a jerk about it, but I try to, you know, okay, so here's what's going on. It's a no right now, yeah. But stay in touch and that kind of thing. As musicians, how self-aware do you think you guys are as far as like your level, where you guys are and where you want to be? Are you there? Are you where you want to be now? Or do you want to keep getting in better, getting, you know, improving?
I think Toby does a great job at being realistic where we are.
Nice way of putting it.
Okay.
I'm a go-getter, so sometimes I'm bloodthirsty and just trying to get after these opportunities, but I have gotten more understanding of exactly what you're saying. There are certain venues or just situations that you really got to be dialed in tight to get ready to go and do, because you're not just in your living room anymore at a certain point.
Yeah, it's true.
And you don't feel like you're in your living room when you get into those situations anymore either. So you got to be ready for that.
Yeah. And it's not just ability too. It's not just like, you know, the talent. Oh, I have the talent. The talent's there. I'm good. I'm great. This and that. There are technical things that you have to take into account. You know, equipment, for example, a lot of musicians, they know how to work their guitar. They know how to plug in their microphone. That's it. There's not much else that they know how to do. There's something to be said about the musicians that do know those things, that can troubleshoot issues like you did earlier in this episode, along with our sound engineer, Mark Perfetti, who is the reason why the show constantly sounds amazing. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
But it's something as simple as, I go back to that post and I look through the comments and I see one. I got all that. So in the post, I gave a very clear criteria of things I'm looking for the show, right? And one of them goes, I got all that, but what's a press kit? And immediately I was like, okay, so here's a press kit. And I responded. Actually, another musician who we had on the show recently, Sean Kyle, responded to that with like how to make a press kit, that kind of thing. So it's so funny to me. Maybe funny is the wrong word. That sounds a little condescending. It's so interesting to me that, talent, there are still musicians out there that think that talent is all you need. And that's not true anymore, especially in the day and age of the self-made musician, where we have to carry our business on our back the same way a business owner does, So learning the business side of it is so crucial. It's so important now. So with all of that said, do you feel like you guys have a decent handle on the business side of the music industry?
I was going to say that if there's any place where I'm lacking in trying to get more educated in, it's exactly that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all these years we've practiced sounding good at our instruments, but now I'm really trying to professionally get ourselves into good situations and, start to really think about where we're recording, what type of merchandise we're going to have, what types of venues we're going to specifically want to play at, maybe situation. I don't like to turn anything down, but we might pick and choose sort of situations that we're getting into at some point and only for the sake of professionalism.
Sure. Absolutely. Well, we're coming up to the end of the show here. And as always, I'd like to give credit to the entire team here at this show, because this show has a huge number of team members who all make sure that things run smoothly around here, keep us sounding good, keep us looking good. Thank you for that, Marcy, by the way. Much appreciated. So I want to just share with the listeners here how big this show is and who we've got running things behind the scenes. So obviously, Mark Perfetti, again, sound engineer extraordinaire. Our video director is Bob Hoke. Our camerawoman, Marcy Connors, and Don Connors as well. Let's see. Richard Stone is our video production, our audio assistant today. Audio assistants today, Brian Van Fleet. He's our board op today. He's over there making sure that our show gets out there on the airwaves. And Aaron Connors as well helped out behind the scenes. And you have me, Ken Apperson, your host here every week on the ones and twos, as they like to say. I also have a little social media presence as well. You're welcome to follow it if you want to. The easiest way to find it is just find my name, kenapperson.com. It's like a person with two P's. That's how I remember it. So what do you think, guys? You want to take us out with one more song?
Of course.
Awesome. I love it. Before you do, one last thing. If you're listening right now, don't go anywhere. Stick around, because the show coming up after ours, Rhythm Revival with Reverend Billy, is fantastic. Give it a listen. Tune in. You'll hear some of the greatest music that America and other places has ever made, and you're going to hear some really great stories about where that music came from, stories behind the scenes, stories about those musicians. It's fantastic. The discourse that they have and the music they play, I love it. It's one of my favorite shows on the station. So with that said, Wyatt Norton, take us out. Thank you.
isn't the way we thought this bull would cherry. Lord, come November, Mother Mary will remember. Rust turns to dust, the color of dust. Problem solvers find new schemes to bust. What's so wrong to say we felt this way for some odd many days? I see the souls and the goals that are running slow, 'cause this isn't the way we thought winter would snow. My, come December, fellow members will remember. Oh, constant and right will always come to light. Finger ponies find some rise to bite. What's so wrong to say I had deja vu on the day I thought it through? Thank you.